You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. There's just a couple of days left to get your new or very gently used items that you'd like to donate to the Drummond Elementary Christmas Store. This is an opportunity for children of the school to buy gifts for their parents, grandparents, and their siblings. And you can also make a cash donation. Be sure to bring those items into the school by December 3rd. Again, Drummond Elementary's Christmas Store. A great opportunity for the kids of that community to buy gifts for their parents, grandparents, or siblings. All donations due by September 3rd. Addressing the workforce shortage, a seminar at the Superior Choice Credit Union is jointly sponsored by the Northwest Connection Family Resources and the Family Friendly Workplaces. Join them to hear more about this long-term human resources shortage facing Wisconsin and the possible ways to help solve it. This seminar is recommended for senior leaders, human resource personnel, and economic development partners. Doors open up at 7:30 this morning, and a program starts at 8 o'clock. A light breakfast will be served. There is registration that you could do. Check out Superior Choice Credit Union website for more information on the Addressing the Workforce Shortage, starting at 8 o'clock today and going until 10 at the Superior Choice Credit Union, located at 15855 U.S. Highway 63. Again, a workshop sponsored by the Northwest Connection Family Resources and the Family Friendly Workplaces. Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 9 o'clock this morning. They are located at the 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward, not at the Spider Lake Church. This is the one out in 63. Food distributions happening every Monday morning and the first Saturday morning of each month at 9 o'clock. For more information, you can visit their website, haywardfoodshelf.net, and then click on the Need Food tab. Hello Tech, help with your gadgets starting at 10 o'clock at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 2777 here in Hayward. Get one-on-one assistance with your phones, tablets, and laptops. Staff will be available. And be sure to book your spot if you can in advance. You don't have to, but it's nice to know. 715-634-2161 is the phone number to call and help them out. Otherwise, you can go to hayward.wislib.org. That's hayward.wislib.org. For more information on Hello Tech, help with your gadgets starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Super Senior classes will be held at the Hayward Senior Resource Center starting at 11 o'clock. The Resource Center is located at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. This is a 45-minute class geared to those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, and core. Again, Super Senior classes from 11 until noon today at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, and there is a small $2 fee for the class. Tonight, Lighting the Christmas Tree, happening at corner of Main Street and 70 for Stone Lake. This is, again, the Stone Lake Tree Lighting Ceremony, happening today at 5:30, downtown Stone Lake, Main Street, and Highway 70. Be there for the festivities. And then finally tonight, girls varsity basketball for Spooner Schools. They will have a game at home starting at 7 o'clock. Girls varsity basketball for Spooner at home starting at 7 o'clock. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf, which is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward, located at 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and canned items primarily. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of your financial situation. Check it out again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 o'clock, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf. The Ojibwe University Food and Medicine class will be held at the university. This is located at 13466 West Trepanier Road in Hayward. Tuesday, they'll be talking about turkey tail and how you can use that for food or medicine. Again, this class is put on by the LCO Ojibwe University Food and Medicine class starting at 4 o'clock on Tuesday evening at the university, and they'll be talking about turkey tail. Science at the Sawmill. Their topic is wetlands, wildlife, and watersheds. This outreach program was put together by the Cable Natural History Museum, and a small registration is needed. Drop-ins welcome. Katie, the Outreach Programs Director with the Wisconsin Wetlands Association, will speak about what wetlands are, how they help our land, water, and wildlife, and people, and how you can help care for them on your property and in your community. Join them at 6:30 at the Sawmill Saloon. Arrive early for dinner and some drinks. Otherwise, drop-ins are welcome, and it's a $10 fee for members, $15 for non-members. Again, Science at the Sawmills, discussing wetlands, wildlife, and watersheds, 6:30 on Tuesday. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning, happy Monday, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Gray here with you, as always, with Rachel. We'll be back with Pat Kreitlow for mornings, briefly. Happy Monday, happy deer season Monday, Rachel. Happy back to work after a long weekend. How are you today?
Wonderful. Happy dearly beloved Monday. Deer as in deer hunting. Just came to me and I had to.
No, that's beautiful. Please, if you get a pun and you know in your heart that's just cheesy,
yes,
let it out. that's the battle cry of the pun being it's begging to be released. We'll get back to where we were last week, which was making things. And we talked about cooking and baking and coffee and similar things. Sculpting. We talked about art.
Yeah.
But this week, I want to get to the subject of the joke you just made, which is also the subject of my intro, which is deer season. And no, we're not really going to talk about hunting. I just want to... the both of us reflect on what we were up to over the past couple days. We're tired this morning.
Very.
We're tired this morning because we worked on both Saturday and Sunday, and we're wimpy little babies who can't work on weekends. We're the soft millennials you're warned about.
Yeah.
Not really. But that said, we kind of are that, but we're just self-aware about it. It's just we're not pretending like the world has been hard on us in any undue way. It's just we don't push it too hard because of the nature of our work. It's more mental than it is physical. And so when you do something like work over a weekend, there are kind of surprising surprising downsides, which is you wake up tired when you even more than normal, you know. You're gonna be 30 here really soon. So you're gonna be she's turning 29 at the end of this week. So you'll probably look back soon and realize that you've been trending slowly downwards in the energy department. Even if you day to day realize it, I think each 30-year-old kind of evaluates on that birthday. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man, that's been going like I thought it has been, but maybe even worse. But no, you and I have been up to deer season stuff because we've been doing the Deer Hunters Roundup the last couple days. And just briefly for those who know nothing about the Deer Hunters Roundup, if you are interested at all in deer hunting, the culture around it, what it means to our area, you ought to be tuning in to our sister station right here in Hayward, Muskie Country 101, where I am the afternoon guy. Actually, I'm on Muskie Country 3 to 7 every weekday playing country music. But partially because of that and for other reasons, because I'm also involved with other stations on the network, you'll find me on the Deer Hunters Roundup for every day remaining of the 9-day season, excepting Thanksgiving, 6 to 8 p.m. One of our colleagues, Joel Karnick, and myself and some of our sponsors are taking phone calls from hunters around the area, and that's live on air 6 to 8 p.m. every day of the 9-day except Thanksgiving. It's fantastic. We have people weighing in from Sheboygan County. We got an email from somebody in the UK Army because they were serving in Uganda with somebody from Wisconsin. Yeah, so we're actually in touch with somebody from the Army of the UK because they follow the roundup now because they served with a Wisconsin serviceman. How cool is that?
Yeah, I was going to point out, like, New York guy. That's way cooler.
New York, like, New York guy is really cool. We got Montana yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I saw that email this morning from a very particular, I believe, a lieutenant. I think it was a second lieutenant. Forgive me. I am clearly not military, and I do not want to disrespect the rank, but an officer of some kind from the UK Army reached out. And so just a lot of really cool opportunities there. But that said, if you catch a low energy version of us today and next week, Monday, that is precisely why. Notwithstanding, of course, Thanksgiving this coming Thursday. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to be seeing your family, but we're also going to have to find a way to shoehorn in football because,
of course, they're counting on this.
People who tune in early mornings to WBZH, especially those of you who catch Saturday mornings, know that on top of country music on our sister station, I also am here every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. as part of the roundtable show Make the Call, Wisconsin-focused sports. See, it's not about turning 30. It's about all the activities you accumulate in your 20s, and you just dive into things, and you don't realize until too late that you've taken on too much. That's me. Radio, Hayward, Wisconsin. 6 to 8 p.m. every day of the 9-day season. 7 a.m. every single Saturday morning. 7-ish a.m. every Monday morning here with you. Every other weekday, I'm here with Joel.
Yeah.
Hold on. If I keep talking, I'm going to spiral into a panic and some anxiety here. Don't touch the microphone.
So sorry.
You can't touch the mic. Do anything but touch the microphone. I mean, do you see the steel structure that it's built into?
I gave it a good punch, too.
But no, I'm actually looking at the I'm looking. it didn't look that bad. Forgive me, folks. It's just Rachel and I being a couple, I'll take any opportunity to just make fun of her in cheesy fashion. Hopefully you guys do, too, and you don't take things too seriously. And maybe one day I'll look back on that and think I should take things more seriously. But right now, in my age 31 deer season Monday, just not quite feeling it right now. So later we'll be back talking about making things as we were last week. And like I said, we touched on art. We touched on cooking. Can you give us a brief preview of what you have in mind when it comes to making things? Maybe a version of making things people wouldn't call that you consider creation.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking about was like my home apothecary, which is not something I think a lot of people think of right away when you consider creations. So,
okay. I mean, personally, when I think apothecaries, I definitely think of fantasy novels.
Mm-hmm.
I think of similar terms that are often nearby, like alchemy,
mm-hmm.
And therefore entirely fictional or pseudoscientific. Yeah. But apothecaries are not that. They're rooted in reality in even a certain degree of science, even if it's only observational as opposed to experimentational. But there is absolutely some hard and fast science to be found in the world of the apothecary, and that kind of thing we'll be diving into later this hour. For now, though, we've got to give it back to whom it belongs. That's not how that sentence should be phrased, but it gets we'll the idea it. Across. Mm-hmm. We'll be back later this hour from WBZH, the Buzz of the North. For now, back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Gray, and Rachel here. Later this hour, stay tuned for the sounds of the apothecary from two very tired Northwoods individuals just doing the thing this Monday morning. The 24th of November, it's way too warm outside. And back we are once again, Gray here with Rachel on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. We'll be back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right at about the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But yet this morning, Rachel and I wanted to return to a topic from last week, making things, because we didn't touch on one of the main things that Rachel makes that is very different from the others, though there are certain similarities. We'll circle back to that because briefly, Rachel, for anybody who wasn't with us last week, we discussed what making things does for us as a person, the surprises that I personally have had with art and with a class that snuck up on me, art appreciation, and just what you can do with a little bit of air dry clay in two words, find yourself. Really? I mean, it's really incredible. So, Rachel, you mentioned that you are involved in the world of apothecary. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So, it's basically a little department. Well, it's like a cabinet of home natural like remedies or other like herbal-based healing things. So, like tinctures is the example that I most frequently make. But it could be like salves, ointments, things like that too. But they just have like a root in being nature-based.
Yes.
What is the definition that you have looked up there?
According to Wikipedia specifically, an apothecary or the word apothecary is an archaic English term for somebody who formulates and dispenses medicine to physicians, surgeons, and patients. The modern term pharmacist and chemist have taken over that role, and so it's largely fallen out of disuse. And that's basically directly taken from the top lines of Wikipedia. Forgive me, that is not a citable portion of Wikipedia per se, except that you can find it for yourself within the Wikipedia article for apothecary. However, in modern times, it more relates to people who manufacture and maybe partake in home remedies, not distribute them, of course, because that is patently illegal in every way. And actually, there are incredibly tight laws around that sort of thing, and rightfully so. One of the things you've heard me mention that my dad taught me is that most rules can be broken if you're smart about being dumb. However, some you just don't mess with, and things going into your body like drugs or solid objects for that matter, as long as we're talking about things like piercings and tattoo needles, that could qualify too. But the other one was electricity, and the third one was garage door springs. Just don't touch them. Get an expert. That's why it scared me so much when Joel mentioned last week that he replaced his own garage door spring. But so what do you do? What do you make? What's the experience? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I got into this, well, first moving up here, getting into mushrooms and the like, I stumbled across things like reishi tinctures or...
What is reishi?
Yes, reishi is an old growth mushroom that is coniferous. It's like reddish orange in color. It has kind of a, well, and it gets redder as it ages, but it's like a tail poking out of trees. So like as you'd see like turkey tail or other common mushrooms you might think of, it sticks out of the conifers and hardwoods.
That's just, so. I was actually about to ask, you mentioned that reishi is coniferous. I think you might have misspoken there. It grows from coniferous trees.
Yes,
but is not itself coniferous.
Right, yep.
I would love it, however, if there were a mushroom anywhere in the world that produced cones. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yes, thank you.
Reishi tincture, what can that be used for?
Yeah, that's got like anti-inflammatory properties, antimicrobial. It's usually just used as like a cleansing agent. I think that's not one that has much internal usage, but I'd have to look up that to be certain. But then there's ghost pipe tincture is actually the one I'm enchanted by it right now. It's the best one I found.
And actually, that's a fantastic topic because I wanted to touch on this. There is an important conversation and something to call out that you and I are both, you and I both understand how science works. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about science in terms of belief because that's not how that conversation happens. And if you ask me if I believe in science, I'm not going to answer. You can ask me if I understand science and I'll tell you how well I understand certain topics. But suffice to say, I'm a little bit of a stickler for that. Mm-hmm. And so you and I both understand that when something in nature is capable of being medicine, that it becomes medicine, it's refined, it's mass produced. And yes, you are absolutely partaking in substances that are not mass-produced pharmaceutical substances, and yes, therefore do lack a certain amount of testing, but don't lack testing by any means. These are long-handed down folk remedies in many cases, folk wisdom. There's a lot of documentation. It just isn't peer-reviewed the way that Scientific America would like it to be. That said, you and I are big believers in hard and fast experimentation, the scientific method. Mm-hmm. It's just that for some personal reasons, going outside the bounds of what comes out of a factory appeals. Why might that be? You don't have to get too personal, but why exactly does this even happen in your life? Why do you care about this stuff?
Well, if you don't find a remedy in the pharmaceutical world, you're probably going to look elsewhere. And to me, the obvious choice for that is something that nature is already producing that hasn't been handled by men. So, I guess for a lot of patients, they have things like nerve issues that aren't easily treatable or are treatable in like more mysterious ways. We don't even know much about some of the medicines for it yet. So nerve pain might be a good example of something that ghost pipe tincture is observed to potentially help with, make an impact on. So
listeners are probably wondering whether you're affected by something that you might treat with these sorts of things. There you have it. So that's of course, I think how it enters into a lot of people's lives, as open-mindedness does. You know, when you end up with no options and you still feel compelled to do something about your situation, you may become more open-minded than you used to be before, or you may seek out those people who are, or you may expand your horizons in ways you didn't expect to. And so for you, making things goes beyond that one art project you made once. This is a deeply personal thing that, hey, am I going to have to battle with my body, or maybe I can coax it to my side with just the right combination of these things that I found in the woods and online. And you know what? Some of them work. You very clearly have had some positive results. No advice anywhere in here because we're not qualified to do that. But how cool is it that the world is working for you sometimes? Rachel, thank you so much for being on WBZH again this week. We will see you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
And you'll see Pat Kreitlow shortly. He'll be right back on WBZH.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Don Posh of Indigo. Hello there, Don. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. As we get closer to that winter season, some of us, particularly of the older generation, we kind of start to hibernate. We don't go outside so often because it's too cold. You know, my father-in-law has significant mobility issues, and just to get him up the stairs, to get to the door, to look outside and say, yes, it's wonderful, it's pretty, all that snow, but he doesn't go out because that sidewalk is slippery, even though I put ice bite down. He doesn't walk the farm anymore because it's just too much to do, and it's too cold. So even him at 93 is doing less mobility. We can see it happening already. And even us as the younger, older people, we start to slow down, and we don't like it cold outside, so we don't go outside. And, you know, I can't ride my fat tire bike unless I put $300 studded tires on it, and I don't have that money, so...
Right.
What do we do for mobility? in the winter.
Well, you know, the one thing, and I see so many people that are walking after COVID or during COVID, it really started. There's a lot more people walking and biking and being outside. And yeah, it gave me that thought. What do people do?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that you don't want to lose all that you gained from taking those walks and taking care of yourself all summer and then sit around and, you know, eat s'mores all winter until everything thaws. So basically what you want to do is find an alternative. And let's say you're a biker, you know, take into consideration probably like a stationary bike. I find them to be really useful. One thing it does is it actually gets that heart rate up. It gets the blood circulating through all your joints, and it feeds the brain. That is really important because I think that's part of the loss of the ability to think sometimes is because we're moving slower as we get older.
Yeah.
And the cold thing isn't just an old person thing. There's young people that don't like to go out in the cold,
well, this
too.
This is true. But it's, you know, more prevalent with that older generation.
It is. So really, if we look for alternatives, there are some senior classes that are available for people.
Yep.
That
Haywood Senior Center offers classes. The Cable Community Center has some classes, and they're free.
They're free. And that's, isn't that awesome? So really,
but now I have to go outside to get to the classes.
You do. But see, like me, I found out the difference between exercising and not was life-changing.
Yeah.
Because I was to the point where I was not able to do my job anymore. Mm. And I was held back for quite a few years. Tried a lot of medications, and that didn't work. But it was like, there's no choice. Either I do this or I'm not going to be able to function and I'm going to just get old and be in a wheelchair, and I didn't want that.
Right.
So if you could prevent it yourself by doing that, so, you know, a treadmill for people that walk. And you know, I would suggest for people, you know, if you don't own these things already, consider getting a used one because you may give up. So you don't want to have that huge investment. But then if you got a used one and you really find that it's working for you, then you can step up to a model that's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, if you want more frills. And,
yeah.
You know, but a treadmill's a treadmill. No matter how inexpensive it is, it's still, you're just walking in place. And if you get one that works and that's what it does, you're fine. You don't need the incline sort of things. If you want an incline on a treadmill that doesn't do that, put a 2x4 under it.
Now exactly.
You got an incline.
That's right. You know, be creative, because really saving money on something that really, you know, that incline, what you just made a good point, because the incline doesn't really add that value to it. And if you could create it yourself by adding a 2x4 or a cinder block, whatever you want to put under it, just make sure that it's going to still work properly. And buy a used one, see if it works. And if that's working for you, you're winning the game.
Yeah.
Because
doesn't work out and it's used, you could sell it again on Marketplace, and you may not get all your money back, but you didn't spend, you know, $30 a month to go to the gym. You bought it once and you had it. So,
and a gym membership might be something too. I mean, if you can't motivate yourself, and I know that some people need that, you know, peer pressure to motivate. That's why people go to special Pilates classes and things like that, because when they're around their peers, they want to do as good as the other people around them.
The community encourages them, and they bring them along. If they're falling behind, they grab them and say, come on, we're going to do this. And
exactly.
You have that community that helps keep you motivated. I know for me, I can't do exercises at home because, one, I don't have the space, but two, when I'm home, I want to relax. My brain says, now it's time to relax. If I can go to the gym, it says, okay, now your purpose here is to do some work and work out and do some walking. So it's just, that's what I prefer to do, even though I have treadmills accessible to me. You talked about the bike, and maybe what we'll do is we'll talk more about this here tomorrow, because we're running out of time right now. But let's talk more tomorrow about how do people can get motivated, again, the cheap ways to do it, and just be motivated in the winter especially.
That sounds like a good plan.
I think we'll do that. All right, Don Posh will come back tomorrow and we'll talk about more about mobility in the winter time. And join us tomorrow and we'll talk about mobility in the winter.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.